This is George Davison on DesMoinesBroadcasting.com. Our guest is Del Hull. He was programming director for KRNT Radio during its glory years in the late 60s and early 1970s. During the time that Hull was KRNT programming director, AM stations in Des Moines were very competitive.
We had an excellent top 40 station with KIOA. WHO has been WHO forever and ever, and I always enjoyed listening to it. We kind of caught them in a time when they hadn't decided whether they were going to be the farm station for the state of Iowa, and they hadn't quite discovered the metropolitan area yet, but they were in the early stages with that. And of course, we had some great management out of KSO that got into a top 40 battle with KIOA, and that really helped us because at the time I think we were something like fourth or fifth in the market, and when the top 40 battle ensued, that split the numbers with the two of them and allowed us to jump up into second place. And I think I wrote a note to both program directors and thanked them for helping us. But it was just a great market. And looking back on it, I remember that we were competitive, but everyone was, a gentleman about it, whether it was in sales or programming or whatever. And it's one of the things I noticed when I got to the major markets that I found damn few gentlemen. After that, it got pretty brutal.
In the 1970s, KSO found its niche with a country format.
Well, it did very well as a country station, and I think that KIOA was so entrenched that they were never going to really put them out of business. And when they got into the country thing, they really found something, and I know that lasted for many years. And I remember when Steve Gibbons was the morning guy that one of the funny things we do when we talk to each other in the morning is that as the shifts were changing, he was going off and I was coming on. One of the funny bits he would do, he would pretend he was dragging in the Rock of Des Moines for us to look at. But anyway, it was really an interesting time. And back in those days, there were not so many stations. I think we're probably dealing with about 12 or 13. And I'm sure there are many more than that now.
In 1974, KRNT Radio was sold by the Coles interest to Stauffer Communications from Topeka, Kansas. KRNT Radio had to move out of the old KRNT Center. Its new studios would be at the Central Life Building in downtown Des Moines, but for a period of time, the station operated from a trailer in the Central Life parking lot. Hull says that he had forgotten about the circus wagon until DesMoinesBroadcasting.com contributor and KCCI television engineer Bob Ogburn sent him photographs of that era of KRNT radio operations.
George, I must have laughed for 45 minutes as the pictures were coming up on the email when we opened up the attachment. And things that I had forgotten about, how young we looked. There's a picture of Al Lobeck, and he looks like he's about 24 years old. And it was just for us at the time a miserable experience because you had to go out there with a torch in the morning in the winter because the locks would be frozen on the door. When so to sign on, the morning man would take a torch out and warm up the lock and then put the key in, and we'd get the day started. It was something that worked, but was not all that much fun for us at the time. We kind of survived it, and I forget how long we were there. I think it was about 6 or 7 months that we were in the circus wagon. And there's just story after story of all the things. And I know that at one time I was there, and we had a terrible windstorm, high winds and everything, and the trailer was rocking, and I was worried that I was going to be blown across the parking lot and down into the Des Moines River. And so on the air, I asked all the listeners to keep an eye out for me and reminded them that it wasn't Contiki going down the river. It was old Dell in the circus wagon. And would they please get somebody to fish me out? It just was one of those things that now is funny, but at the time kind of made a long day for us.
One of the Des Moines personalities who is most closely associated with KRNT Radio is Steve Gibbons. Hull made the decision to move Gibbons to morning drive time. Hull's air shift followed Gibbons. They'd have on-air shift change banter.
Steve was the funny guy, and I got to play the straight man all the way through, and he was just a terribly, terribly gifted air personality. And he was doing afternoons when I became program director, and I... kept talking with people, and they kept telling me about how much they liked Steve and what a great guy he was. And it was kind of a broad group of people. I talked to farmers, and they'd say, I sure like that boy you got on the air. And I talked to high school kids, and they say, hey, he's kind of like your cool uncle, you know. He was just a marvelous addition, did so well that finally someone hired him away, and he went to Minneapolis and other major markets after that. And he and I still correspond via email, and, of course, he comes down here a couple times a year, and we almost always get together and have a good time.
One of the classic Steve Gibbons on-air performances on KRNT involved a sleepy Pete Taylor. At the time, Taylor was KRNT sports director. Hull recalls listening to the bit while he was at home.
You know, I heard this on the air, and I wasn't completely awake, and I'm not a morning person anyway, but it was, I think, if I remember correctly, girls basketball. And Gibbons, once talking about girls basketball, came up with one of the best lines I have ever heard in my life on the radio, and you'd have to live and be in Iowa to understand it, because we know how big the girls' basketball tournament is. We know about all the little towns and on and on. And Steve talked about once about how they were, you know, this is a few weeks ahead of the state tournament, about they were all out there practicing their crying. And they, you know, the girls would cry if they won, they'd cry if they lost, and it just would go on like that. But he did call Pete Taylor one morning and caught Pete asleep, and Pete wasn't really aware that we were on the radio. I still have a tape of this, by the way, and it's an old dial phone. You brrr, dunk, 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 going back. And Steve wanted to know what the name of the team was, you know, like it could be the Rippy whatever and the what cheer so-and-sos. And Pete was not awake and said some very, very bad things in those days on the radio. And, of course, then they realized what they were doing. Pete said, Steve, don't call me anymore. And they hung up, and Steve said, well, I'll see you in the manager's office when you get down here. A very, very funny bit. I don't know if you play that anymore, but it'd be kind of fun to hear again.
And you can hear the Gibbons-Taylor exchange on DesMoinesBroadcasting.com. Just follow the links. Taylor's inadvertent slip of the tongue probably would not be noticed in today's environment.
You have a lot more latitude these days about what can be said on the radio. In fact, you wonder sometimes today if there's any thing that won't go. It takes a lot before you get the FCC calling on you. But in those days, it was all pretty polite, and I know that sometimes Steve and I would get bounced for being, on the edge of things. I think once upon a time I did the line about Steve and I both read Playboy because we'd have a chance to see the places we could never visit. And the manager came in and talked to us about it. And today that would be just totally harmless. But back then it was all very serious, and I could say damn on the air because I was from Wyoming, but I don't think anybody else could get away with that.
Another classic Hull discovery was Van Harden, who is now programming director and air personality on WHO radio.
Well, we were desperate. I know. Actually, someone gave me a tip on Van and told me about this guy working in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I kind of checked out things and gave Van a call, and we talked a little bit a couple times. And he was really interested in getting a job in Des Moines, and I tried to explain to him that he would have to come up and see us and meet the people and see the station that before we'd really get serious about it. Then he reminded me that he was from Adel, and that he'd met me once before in the middle 60s when he took a tour of the radio station with a grade school group. And so it was no problem from there on out. I didn't really know what I was getting, though.
Van Harden was the first air personality to do an overnight program on KRNT.
I think Van spent a very short time on the night shift, and he moved to a midday shift at that point.
Hull says that Harden's talent and good nature with people rapidly became evident.
We could see in very short order that this was a very creative, warm and wonderful guy on the air, and people just loved him, and I guess that's still going on from everything I hear.
Our thanks to Del Hull. former KRNT radio programming director, for talking with DesMoinesBroadcasting.com. This is George Davison.